This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get on to the episode.
Hello, middle-level educators. Are you looking for a nationwide type of conference at the fraction of the cost? The North Carolina Association for Middle-Level Education welcomes you to Charlotte, North Carolina, March 24th through the 26th for the 2024 NCMLE Inspire Conference. My name is David James, NCMLE Marketing and Conference Director, and I want to personally invite you to our annual conference. You will not want to miss our keynote and featured speakers that lead over 100 middle-level specific teaching and learning sessions. Our featured lineup includes EDU experts from across the country, such as principal and leadership expert Baruti Kafele, Darren Peppard, LaQuanta Nelson, Zach Bauermaster, and the host of this podcast, Mr. Charles Williams. The NCMLE Inspire Conference is for everyone. Go to ncmle.org to register your team for the 2024 NCMLE Inspire Conference today.
Welcome to the Counter Narrative Podcast, a show designed to change the way we talk and think about education. By sharing stories of successes and triumphs, we aim to challenge the dominant narrative that often negatively portrays our disenfranchised populations. I'm your host, Charles Williams, an urban educator for more than 15 years, a current school principal in Chicago, an educational consultant, an equity advocate, and the co-host of Inside the Principal's Office. Let's get started. So this podcast, or I should say this episode, is coming on the cusp of St. Patrick's Day, and thus the title of the episode, The Black Irish. So if you know anything about the stories that I've shared, if you've been to any of my sessions, or just simply have listened through some of these episodes, hopefully by now you'll know a few different things. And if this is your first episode, well, you're going to learn today that I oftentimes talk about, obviously, my experiences of being a Black male educator and what that means to me, how that shows up as my identity, and when I enter into spaces. But one of the other things that I also talk about is my family. Specifically, I talk about my grandparents, and even more so, I talk about my grandfather, who was a first-generation Irish immigrant, or I should say Irish-American. His parents immigrated to America from Ireland, and his name was Michael Patrick O'Reilly. And I often joke that you can't get much more Irish than that. And thus, growing up, there was often a phrase that I would hear, a phrase that I used to label myself. And as I've come to understand and to learn, there were some pretty messed up things said and believed within my family, some of those being very racial and derogatory. And thus, I've had to unlearn and shift my mindset in a few different areas as I've become more and more aware of the world around me. And so it's one of the reasons why I decided to do this episode. You see, oftentimes growing up, I would joke, my brother and I, we would joke about being the Black Irish, right? It was a term that we heard. And as little Black boys who had this Irish heritage in them, something that we embraced fully, it was something that we celebrated within our family growing up, it just was a thing. And so as I got older, I wanted to explore that concept of, well, what does it really mean when we talk about the Black Irish? Is this a real thing? And if so, what is the history behind it? And so that is what I'm going to share with you today. So unlike most of these episodes where I just sit and I share and I'm just kind of all over the place, this one I'm going to refer back to a few notes. So bear with me if I pause here and there. I just want to make sure that I am capturing everything correctly. It still may be a little all over as my mind is wandering and I'm referencing these notes. But what I found as I looked up the term Black Irish was actually there was a historical, I guess, concept. It was very popular at the time, although there's very little historical support behind it. But this idea was that the term referred to survivors of the Spanish Armada back in the late 1500s, early 1600s, when they would wreck on the Irish coast, and these Spanish survivors would intermingle with the Irish on the island. And thus, you would have individuals who had very dark features, dark hair, dark eyes, compared to traditional Celtic features, right? The lighter skin and hair and even eyes, the red hair, if you will. And so while this claim is pretty popular, there isn't much historical connotations to that. But what we do know is that there has actually been an African presence in Ireland for quite some time. So even looking in between that, right, this idea that, hey, it referred to Irish individuals with these darker features like hair and eyes, at some point it even actually became to talk about individuals that maybe were kind of cast out of society. Right, that negative term of the concept of black, right? That those connotative terms, and not so much as race or skin color, but you know, black meaning bad and thus not acceptable in society, right? That black and what, like dark and light sort of situation there. So undoubtedly that those terms still stuck around as Africans started moving into the country, which we know happened, you know, in the 20th and 21st centuries. There were plenty of historical records of even Irish kings having African attendants. But what we saw was that this really, really started to grow in those later centuries, right? I don't know the first historical records, but it's interesting to consider that individuals came from all over and started integrating into society, intermarrying and having children. And thus you truly started getting these Afro-Irish individuals. And I'll be honest, I had to do some investigating because outside of individuals here in America, African-Americans who say, hey, listen, I have Irish heritage, obviously myself being one of them, it is a very common and very popular thing. But the reality is that there are Afro-Irish or, yeah, I guess, Afro-Irish individuals who are very, very well known within Ireland. And so I want to share some of those individuals with you today. So one is Phil Lynott. I'm hoping that I'm pronouncing the last name correctly here. But this gentleman is the frontman of a rock band called Thin Lizzy. Known for the hit "The Boys Are Back in Town," sure you've heard that song before. And he was born in England to an Irish mother and a Guyanese father, and he was raised in Dublin. So Phil's a very popular individual, but I had no idea of that Afro-Irish heritage. Another individual is Paul McGrath. He's a professional footballer. I'm assuming in this case, football meaning soccer for us Americans, considering that football is more traditionally known as soccer all around the world. But he played for the Republic of Ireland's national team and several other clubs, including Manchester United. And he was born to an Irish mother and a Nigerian father. And he's actually often cited as one of Ireland's greatest ever footballers. Known for his dominant skill as a defender on the pitch. Notice I tried to use the correct term there. Then there's Ruth Nega, who is an actress And she has an Ethiopian Irish heritage. And so she's been in several things across film, television, and theater. But she was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actress for her role in the film Loving, where she portrayed Mildred Loving, who was a woman of African-American and Native American descent, whose marriage led to the U.S. Supreme Court decision that invalidated laws prohibiting interracial marriage. I have two more. The next one is Samantha Mumba, who is an Irish singer and an actress with Zambian heritage. And she gained fame in the early 2000s with hits like Gotta Tell You, to be honest. I've not heard of it, but I am going to go and check it out. And she's also been in several films as well as television shows. And last but not least, we have Erica Cody, who's an up-and-coming R&B singer and producer who is based in Dublin. And she is known for her soulful voice and activism, particularly in relation to the Black Lives Matter movement over in Ireland. It's not just something here in America, but, you know, across the world as well. And she has a Nigerian heritage. And because of this, she is an advocate, a very, very vocal, outspoken advocate for diversity and inclusion within the Irish American or the Irish, just so natural to say those things, but within the Irish music scene and beyond. So listen, I wanted to share this because, like I said at the onset of this, I grew up with this concept of the Black Irish, right? Something that as I started doing my investigation seemed to have a very dark history, right? It was this idea of the Spanish Armada, or even relating to these ideas of, you know, I'm going to pass, right? Where individuals didn't even want to recognize that there were these interracial marriages and thus multicultural or multiracial, I should say, children being born, right? It was kind of a taboo thing, right? So that from those origins to these celebrations. And so I'm happy to say there are authentically Black Irish, you know, who are living in Ireland and beyond. And so as we move into St. Patrick's Day, you know, and as we're celebrating however it is that we choose to celebrate, I just wanted to bring this awareness. After all, this whole podcast, the whole idea behind it is to share these other ideas. So I've often said at some point, I will find myself in Ireland. I don't know when that will be, but I cannot wait, because then just maybe when I show up to the O'Reilly Clan Castle and I present myself as a Black Irishman, it won't have all of those negative connotations, but actually be something that is embraced. Until next time. I want to thank you for listening to the Counter Narrative Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please be sure to like, subscribe, and of course, share it with friends and family. I'd also love to hear your thoughts about the show, so please leave a comment or two as well. Now, I'm not sure what platform you're using, but the show can be found on Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and plenty of other platforms. If the show isn't on your preferred site, let me know, and I'll be sure to get it up and running. This podcast is also featured on schoolrubric.com, where you can find educational articles, videos, and interviews with educators from around the globe. Be sure to connect with me and other listeners by following the show on Twitter at the CN Podcast and joining the show's Facebook group. Take care.